This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Early voting begins tomorrow on a proposal to renew a $575 million bond issue to pay for interstate improvements. A co-chairman of a group in support of the proposal, Move Arkansas Forward, Mark Lambert of Batesville, says the need is definitely there.
What we're asking the citizens of Arkansas to approve is the 2011 Interstate Rehabilitation Program. And basically what that is, will be an issue on the ballot November 8th that would allow the highway department to issue bonds to maintain all of our interstates. Now, I want to emphasize from the very beginning, there will be no new taxes, no increase of existing taxes. All of this money will come from a couple of sources. One, money that we will be getting from the feds in the future will be used to pay off the bonds. The other source of funding is an existing 4-cent state diesel tax passed in 99, along with the first bond program that folks passed overwhelmingly 4-1.
Mark Lambert, early voting on the issues begins Tuesday, with Election Day on Tuesday, November 8th. Police across the state are offering safety tips to drivers and trick-or-treaters on this Halloween. Officers are encouraging drivers to drive slowly and not to pass stopped vehicles that may be dropping off children. Drivers should also avoid using mobile phones while driving. Watch for children. Particularly those that may dart into the street. Adults should teach children to look in all directions before crossing a street and to cross only at corners and crosswalks. Trick-or-treaters should also carry a flashlight and glow sticks and wear reflective costumes. Children should also be accompanied by an adult and be reminded to never enter the home of a stranger. Independence County Deputy Anthony Carter says an East Batesville man was attacked by an apparent burglar Friday morning. Deputy Carter said 26-year-old Christopher Anderson saw a man he didn't know looking into the garage. Carter said when Anderson called out to the intruder ran, and when Anderson tried to hold him, an altercation ensued in which the intruder tried to stab Anderson with a knife, causing a minor cut to his forearm. Police say the intruder got away, but they have a good description of him. Also, an Independence County woman on Friday called police for help concerning her 8-year-old daughter. Jamie L. Richmond told authorities her husband Kenneth took her daughter and wouldn't bring her back. Deputy Wayne Green said Ms. Richmond informed him that Kenneth Richmond wanted her to go to California with him, and when she refused to go, he took the daughter. Green said a state police trooper stopped Richmond in White County and took the 8-year-old, who had not been harmed, into custody. Green said Richmond was placed on a hold for criminal investigators to interview. And congratulations to Catherine Gardner, Michaela Battaglier, and Mashaya Smith, all winners in the KWOZ Open Amateur Talent Contest held this weekend in Mountain View at the Beanfest.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.